Welcome to the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. In this episode, we revisit Salt Fork FFA as they prepare for their spring activities, including their auction and their sales. I talk with Stacy Rickard, the advisor, President Anna McCollum, who's also the Section 18 secretary, Vice President Isaac Bemis, and reporter Caitlin Woodard. From Salt Fork High School, we will check in with the FFA coming up after a word from our sponsor, Russell Lee & Associates.
Handling your own taxes can be stressful, expensive, and impersonal. Russell Lee & Associates are here to help without breaking the bank. Their services include personal and business tax, farm returns, school and business audits, consulting, estate planning, payroll, bookkeeping, and much more. Their firms are located in Hoopston, Cisna Park, Watsika, as well as a new branch in Gibson City. Call 217-283-9336 or visit RussLee.com. Consistently, professionally,
affordably, Russell Lee. Welcome to the Farm Forward podcast. Chad Baker today making the return visit to Salt Fork High School in Catlin. The Salt Fork FFA members got Stacy Rickard, the advisor, talking with us today and with a couple of the officers. Stacy, how are we doing?
Oh, it's great to be here and it's great to start the new semester off strong for 26.
When we first talked way back in the first podcast episode, we were talking about that balance between volleyball and FFA advisor and family business and all the many things that you juggle. We're halfway through the school year already, and it seems like it's been an eternity since that's happened, but right now really is FFA season for you guys.
Yeah, we are kicking up strong to start a lot of our major spring events. We have our auction coming up, we have FFA week, and it seems like as soon as we hit March, like we are full speed ahead with contests with Parley Pro and Conduct and just finishing up some of those last activities that we're going to do with elementary and just a lot of planning and how do we get our members active and how do we get those ones that maybe have been quiet and how do we get them to just step up and participate in a couple community service activities that we do.
Well, and this is really where I think us as the Farm Forward podcast really want to shine the light and get people involved and listening to the podcast, because this is where those all-stars are made in the FFA field here, so to speak. We talk about that. We could talk about people running for office and doing this and doing that, but this point in the year is where you start seeing some of those folks that are shining that want to get involved, whether or not they're helping with the auction, whether they're doing very well in their CDEs, whether they are starting to plan for the future, or maybe pivot to run for office themselves. This is where you really find out who's going to earn their keep around here.
Yeah, a lot of you can hear them talking around the ag room of who they think that's going to run for an office and who they think would be good leaders or who they think that the freshmen that they see that are going to be stepping up to the plate to take on those big leadership roles next year. And so it's always interesting this time of year, but we spend a lot of time focusing once a month in our chapter officer meetings of who do we think that we need to spotlight. So we always spotlight a non-officer member as students of the month. And I think that's always an exciting time to be able to announce and to show the students that, hey, we noticed that you're doing something great.
Absolutely. Well, one difference between our first podcast and our podcast today is that we've got officers here at our disposal to talk about what the chapter is about. We got Anna McCollum, the president, as well as being a Section 18 secretary. We haven't talked to too many folks that are juggling multiple roles, Anna. Tell us how you're doing with juggling not only being president of your own chapter, but working as a secretary in your section.
It's not that difficult. There are certain times where you're going to have to make sacrifices, whether you want to show up in supporting the section or supporting your own chapter. At this part of the school year, it's just mainly helping at certain contests. But earlier in the year, whenever we had the state officers visit, that was a super busy week because I wanted to attend that as my chapter, but I also needed to help out as a section.
So what does that look like? Is it just the mentality that you go in with of how you're supporting your section versus what's beneficial to your chapter? Or is there certain things that you're kind of looking at to where you're like, well, you know, that could kind of apply to both? Tell us how that balance works.
Some things apply to both, but a lot of the times, like if I'm going with the section, we have section polos we wear as opposed to our chapter t-shirt. Or if we have any games or events going on, I could sit with the members of the chapter team or the section team, just depending on what I'm doing that day.
Very good. I'm glad that we're able to talk with the officers today. You obviously had National Convention in the time since I've talked with Stacy here. What was that like for your chapter, and how are you represented over there in Indianapolis?
National Convention was super fun this year. Not only were we able to go to the rodeo and the concert, but we were also recognized on stage multiple times. We were up on the big stage as a National 3-Star chapter, and then both Caitlin and I were on a student showcase stage with a couple of our other members, and we gave a display about one of the events we've done last year and how other chapters can try to recreate that.
Very cool to get that recognition in front of the big crowd there. And in fact, I think they said that was the biggest crowd that they've ever had. It's just a massive crowd. I got lost there. So as president, what do you want to be your lasting legacy here for the chapter, for people that come back and say, you know what, Anna did it this way, put her mark on it. What do you hope that your legacy is here for the FFA?
I just really hope I leave that everyone can come and join in. I know a lot of the times, especially when I first joined FFA, it was really groupy and it was kind of hard to find your place in it. But this year, as we've gotten to be upperclassmen, I felt like the officer team has tried to include the freshmen more and not make it as if we're separate groups, but rather one big whole.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about your background before we move on here.
I'm raised on a farm family, and my dad farms alongside my uncle and grandfather. So, yeah.
Very nice. And your career aspirations?
I think I might want to go to the agronomy route, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Well, there's definitely a lot of jobs in that. And of course, anybody that can talk agronomy, there's a huge calling for that right now. Well, let's move on to your vice president, Isaac Bemis. Isaac, how we doing?
I'm good.
Let's talk a little bit about you, your background. Tell us about who Isaac is.
I've always lived in the area. I've lived in Catlin basically my whole life. I've always lived in town, but I've grown up around agriculture in basically every aspect of my life.
Very good. Your career aspirations?
I plan to go to Lakeland College and study agriculture for 2 years, but I'm not sure if I'll transfer yet, but that's my plan.
Lakeland's a good start. You are kind of a backbone, I think, vice president. It's maybe not as glamorous as the president position, but of course has every bit as much of the responsibility. Let's unfold what your description is for this role.
Basically, assist when the president's not there. Be someone the underclassmen can look up to. I think that's a big part of being an officer, really.
Very good. Well, let's also find out a little bit about Caitlin Woodard, who is the reporter. Caitlin, how we doing?
We're doing good. I'm super glad I'm able to be here and interview with you about this.
Well, we're glad to come back and talk to you, too. So tell us a little bit about Caitlin.
Okay, so I'm a bit different than them. I don't come from an agriculture background. I actually was raised in Danville. I moved here in fourth grade. And just being able to be a part of the FFA chapter now is just something that, like, I never thought I would be able to, like, imagine. But I'm so glad I took an ag class freshman year.
Well, and I think a lot of folks are in your shoes, Caitlin, in the fact that not everybody comes from that background. Not everybody is afforded the opportunity to even have days on the farm and be around, whether it's crop and row farming or animals, so on and so forth there. What drew you into FFA? What was the hook that got you in the door?
Okay, so in eighth grade, when we were signing up for classes, my friends, Anna and Michelle, they encouraged me to sign up for an ag class. And I did, and a few weeks after the first day of school, the list came out for Farm Progress Show. I was on the list, and I was just like, oh my goodness, like, I get to go. Like, I get to go and, like, be with my friends all day. Like, I was super excited. And then I got to experience it, and it's just like, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to be an FFA. Like, I want to be an FFA member. Like, I want to do this. Like, that's what Farm Progress Show is, like, what made me want to be, like, an FFA member.
Farm Progress Show is a massive event. Was it overwhelming the first time?
Yes, a little bit. It's like, you show up and, like, there's all these places and you're just like, oh my God, like, where do you go first?
Absolutely. Well, we got you all together here. Let's talk about the auction coming up here, because that's just right around the corner. You all have worked really hard and are continuing to work hard to put this together. What does that look like right now as we enter FFA week?
As we enter FFA week, we've kind of drawn our attention back a little from the auction towards that, but last year was our first ever auction, and I think that's really helped us out this year because we sort of know the businesses we could contact, how much we need to advertise, and this year we've definitely got more of the chapter involved. Last year it was kind of the officer team, like, diving into it, and it was really stressful, so we've broadened those roles out and we've got everyone involved and going out there and spreading the news.
Well, and there's a great alumni base here. I think there's a lot of support from Aaron area families, area farmers, businesses, I think, really see the value of what agriculture is to this community. Even if that business isn't agriculture related, they're more than happy to help and keep this going. And I've talked with a couple of the other chapters. There's such an identity with particular chapters within the school that it's almost like a basketball team or like a football team, where you have certain schools where the FFA chapter has a stronger identity than even some of the sports. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case here. A lot of the times the people at our own school don't really understand what's going on, but they're just cheering us on the whole time.
And that's, of course, resulted in success in some of the CDEs as well as some of the events that you guys are. In fact, I've seen on my way back here a lot of banners. You are proud of those. Tell us about some of the competitions you've been in here this year.
This past year, it's just started with the CDE season. We had ag sales, and I was on that team, and we placed second in state, which was really exciting. Our agronomy team placed pretty well in state as well, and our dairy team was able to attend state and go past the section level, which was the first time our chapters has ever done that. So we're excited to see the outcome of that in the future, too.
Incredible, and congratulations on that. Is there a particular event that you gravitate to that you enjoy?
I really enjoyed a land use contest, which I forgot to mention, but it's soil judging, and I started it last year, and it was kind of difficult to pick up on, but now I just really understand it, and it's really fun to just get in there and just kind of be, like, everything's on you, so it's just, like, the pressure's just on yourself.
Very nice. How about you, Isaac? What particular events do you enjoy?
My favorite CDEs are livestock judging and meats judging. Last year, we actually went to state for meats judging, and I was on the state meats judging team. Last year, I didn't make the state for livestock judging, but I still like to go out and try.
Definitely of interest then. Very nice. Caitlin?
I'd probably have to say dairy foods. I was on the team this year, and it was just like a super great accomplishment that we were able to be the first team who ever would move on from the section level and go to state. And then I say for my second one, I'd say parliamentary procedure. It's what we're working on right now. Obviously, like, I love to talk, so like, this is kind of my contest because it's just, I love to yap, love to talk, and yeah.
I don't want to call her out, but she's got an insatiable energy that I'm sure there's some other folks that really jump on board with this, right? Or is she the group cheerleader here?
She kind of gets us all riled up a bit.
I love that. It's good to get excited about this. And we'll come back over to Stacy to wrap it up here. Obviously, you've got some great officers here. They are going to be busy with the auction coming up. They've got CDE season. And you've got sales around the corner, too. Do you guys have plant sales or selling some fruit? What all do you have coming up here as fundraisers?
We do our lemonade shake-up stand. That's probably our really big one that we do. The students built the truck last year, and then they manage it and do everything with it. And I think the key thing is that whether you're coming out to the auction, and we hope that you do come out and support this great group of kids. We have 100 kids in our chapter here. But I always want to remind people that you're not buying the item. You're buying the opportunity for them to go to Washington, D.C. You're buying the opportunity for them to go on officer retreat. You're helping them get their way to leadership camp, and you're breaking that barrier of that they can't afford an FFA jacket, but as soon as they get to put one on, that they feel a part of a group. And that's what you're buying at an auction or when you buy a lemonade shake-up stand, is that you're not buying the item. You're buying an opportunity for a student.
Well, and you're never going to turn down possible donations for those auctions. You're never going to turn down the opportunities out there, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an item. It could be an event or, you know, something of that nature. So if folks, even if it's families, want to come together and say, hey, you know, we want to do this, great opportunity for them to contribute. They don't even have to necessarily do an auction item. They can just do an outright donation. There's so much that is entailed. In fact, I think I saw the flyer that you had sent me that there's kind of a break-even point of what you like to do, but then there's some things beyond that. They're like, hey, if the funds are there, scholarships, abilities to get them to other trainings and other travel events here throughout the year, there's so much more that they could do, and you just want them to have the same opportunities that a lot of other kids have with if they would play sports or if they were in band, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I got so much from my own FFA experience in it, and I want to take my students further than I ever went. And unfortunately, we live in a world where we have to have money to do things. And there are just a lot of things that, with us being a fairly new chapter that has become really active, that we have a lot of big goals that they've set. And for us to achieve those goals, we have to have our community support and our community behind us.
Well, and I think that's important also to put out there too, that you guys have went so far in such a short amount of time. And you think of some of these FFA chapters that have been around 50, 60, 70 years, and you've got Salt Fork, which, you know, just came together here just in the recent years. Just the progress that you've made in such a short time has got to be able to shine a light on that.
I mean, I'll say it. I think I have the best students that are definitely in the county, if not in the state. And they're not afraid to put in the hard work and to go that extra mile to see themselves successful. You know, they're here at 7 a.m. on the mornings. And I think we had some good pillar leadership at the very beginning of when I came here 6 years ago, that they may have not have personally themselves put a lot of plaques on the walls, but they're the ones who paved the road and have allowed these kids to really put the pavement and to put the signs along the road.
They're going to make the most of their opportunities, and they're going to get the most out of each other to make that work as a team. Salt Fork FFA chapter. Best way to get some more information, to reach out, maybe even if folks are thinking they'd like to donate, how do they do that?
The best way is through my email, which is srickard@saltfork.org, or even just calling the school works as well, and they can get you connected down to the ag room or finding any of our Salt Fork officers or members throughout the community.
Very good. Well, it was great to talk with you all today. Caitlin, great meeting you, and all the best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Isaac, all the best to you as well, sir.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Anna, great meeting you. All the best to you, not only in your role as president, but in your rest of your term as secretary at the section level.
You too. Thank you so much.
Stacy, always great catching up with you again. And of course, well, I'm sure it'll be only a matter of time before we talk again here for Salt Fork FFA, because we're going to keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back here, and hopefully we can put a couple more wins on the board for when you come.
There we go. Very good. That is the folks with the Salt Fork FFA chapter. This has been Farm Forward. I'm Chad Baker. Keep it tuned to WITYradio.com and WITY for more coverage on your local FFA chapter. We'll be right back.